This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As talk of the next recession becomes just a bit stronger, and let's be clear here, right? There is going to be a recession. It's just a question of when. Anyway, a whole lot of forecasts and predictions are being made, but the actual deciders on when a recession starts, and when it ends, actually, are the people who sit on something called the Business Cycle Dating Committee of the National Bureau of Economic Research. James Peterba is the president of the NBER. He's also a professor of economics at MIT. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be with you.
First things first, what is the National Bureau of Economic Research? Who are you guys?
Well, the NBER was founded in 1920 when there was much less information and data on the U.S. economy. The two founders, one of them was a Marxist labor organizer. The other was a corporate titan who worked for AT&T. They'd served on some commissions in the state of New York, and they disagreed on the policy recommendations most of the time, but they agreed that there was no data on the labor market or related issues. So they created this organization, and we are not allowed to make policy recommendations, but we disseminate economic research, analyze data, and we have the responsibility for trying to date the turning points in the U.S. economy as well.
Understood, and that's kind of a perfect setup. So without wanting anybody to read anything into the fact that you and I are having this conversation, when the Business Cycle Dating Committee at the National Bureau of Economic Research sits down and looks at things and starts thinking about the business cycle, what is it looking for? What's it looking at?
Well, if it's looking for a recession, it's looking for evidence of a significant and sustained downturn in economic activity that is broadly distributed across the economy. It's not looking for just a blip. It's looking for something that's more substantial. And it uses a number of different measures to try to gauge what's happening.
So let's put this one to bed. It's not that whole two cycles of negative GDP growth, two quarters, right?
It's not. And the reason we do not do that is because you could easily imagine a situation in which, you know, real GDP declines by 0.1% in one quarter, 0.1% in another quarter, while at the same time, employment is rising, real gross domestic income is rising, and it just doesn't look like a sustained downturn. And what the committee, while it admittedly is, you know, it's a group of 10 people, and it's looking at a variety of different measures, it's making ultimately a somewhat subjective call, but it's trying to use judgment to impose on the data rather than going with a very simple rule in these cases.
It's always retrospective, right? I mean, just for the Great Recession, which started in December of 2007, the Business Cycle Dating Committee didn't figure that out until, I think it was like the summer of 2008 or something.
No, I remember this very well. It was the Monday after Thanksgiving when we announced that the U.S. economy had entered a recession in December of the previous year.
Yeah.
We got some, I wouldn't call it fan mail, we got some rather harsh commentary from the public for announcing that we were in a recession at that point.
I bet. The point to make here, though, is that by June of 2009, we were out. So it was long, it was deep, but in the grand scheme of things, it was only 18 months.
That's right. Now, do remember that, you know, when we think about a recession, it's a time when economic activity is declining. But it does not mean that when we're out of a recession, economic activity is at the level that we would like to be. It's a little bit like saying, you know, you've descended the Grand Canyon, you're at the bottom, and you're just starting to climb back out. Oh, well, you're no longer going down, but you're still not back anywhere near the top.
Right. Okay, so with all the appropriate caveats in place that, you know, we're not calling anything right now and recession's not starting tomorrow, what are you as a practicing economist looking at right now?
Well, the Business Cycle Dating Committee looks only in retrospect. So the variables that it tends to focus on are, you know, real gross domestic product and real gross domestic income, employment numbers, and sometimes looks at retail sales, also industrial production. And of course, you know, it's important to remember that since we're looking at is the economy expanding or contracting, there's a lot of discussion today about, you know, numbers that are not growing as quickly as they were earlier in the year. Yeah. But that's a far cry from numbers that are declining.
Jim Peterba, he's the president of the National Bureau of Economic Research, also a professor of economics at MIT. Sir, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great day.